You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Now, brethren, our focus is on that verse 6. It says, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. You need to understand that the person we should fear is God, are not the devil. The devil does not administer judgment. Only God administers judgment. Satan deceived Eve and Adam, and they sinned. But Satan could not do anything afterwards. It was God who came to pronounce judgment. When you look at the days of Noah, the devil may have deceived them to engage in all manner of evil. But when the time of judgment came, it was God who sent rain on earth. It was not the devil. The judgment came from God. You remember against Sodom and Gomorrah, the devil may have prompted them into homosexuality and inordinate affections. But when the judgment will come, it was God that sent fire from heaven. When the children of Israel were cheating, Balak hired Balaam to curse them, but it was all in vain. Nothing happened. But then they deceived the children of Israel to sin. And when the children of Israel sinned, God turned against them. About 24,000 died within a few hours. It was God who brought judgment upon them. Ananias and Sapphira, when they came before Peter, he said, why have you allowed Satan to fill your heart, to lie to the Holy Ghost? So it was Satan that deceived them to lie. But it was not Satan that killed them. It was God that brought judgment on Ananias and Sapphira. In the end of this, people will be sent into the lake of fire. The devil himself will be there. The Antichrist will be there. The false prophet will be there. His demons will be there, and everyone whose name is not found in the book of life. It is not the devil that will throw people into the lake of fire. It is God. And that is why the person we should fear is God. So what the devil is doing is this. Get it? The devil is doing everything to make God your enemy. You see, if Satan is your enemy, you can defeat him. If the way of a man pleases the Lord, he makes his enemy to be at peace with him. Satan is not a problem. He cannot do you anything in reality. So all he does is to make you do things that will pitch God against you. That is why if you have heard of people who are into money rituals or who are doing rituals or anybody who is seeking demonic power, they will ask them to make sacrifice. That sacrifice is an action that is against God. What Satan is doing is that he wants you to do something that will make God angry to get at you. He will promise you that if you do that thing, he will give you what you are looking for, and temporarily you may have it. But then he has pitched you against the wrath of God. Brethren, that's why the Bible says that the wrath of God, it didn't say the wrath of Satan, the wrath of God is coming on the children of disobedience. As God's children, we have not been appointed unto the wrath, but we have been saved. So you must understand from what you have been saved from. Don't allow Satan to turn you into an enemy of God. May God give you wisdom. You may reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.